And good afternoon. Am I up, Kurt? Good afternoon, and welcome to another rare, it seems like lately, actually a live broadcast of the Live Free Zone. This is Tom Cryer, and it's good to be back. Sorry, and my apologies to everyone for my absence over the last few weeks, but I've been trying to stop sucking chest wounds up and patch up people and help them to hopefully get through a trial and walk out as innocent as I walked out of the courthouse after my trial. As I said, this is Tom Cryer. You are on and in the Live Free Zone. We are running today on February. I've got my calendar in the wrong place. You talk about a disoriented fellow. This has been a crazy month, crazy year so far. This is Saturday, January 26, 2008, and we are actually conducting a broadcast here where I'm on the mic. And been missing you folks. But running like a spotted ape, I have been in my office 5 days this year so far. I've been at home 2 weekends of the year, counting this one. So that tells you how I've been up and running. There's so much to do. The IRS has really been busy lately. They're trying to scald a lot of people, boil them in oil, burn them at the stake, anything that they can get away with, and they can get away with a lot of things whenever the court agrees to look the other way. And we'll be talking about some of those recent developments today. We'll be also talking to you guys about whatever questions have come up over the last few weeks. I hope you've been saving them up. I'm really looking forward to visiting with you again. You can come up and you can get on to the program with us here, and I'll be putting out that number. It's 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. You can also submit questions through the RBN chat. That's at republicbroadcasting.org. And you can get your questions, your comments, whatever you have, want to contribute to the show, any news that you have on the front, anything you want to talk about. We're going to be talking about some of the new developments that are coming up here very shortly with Truth Attack, and we're going to be talking about some of the recent cases that have been going on. Particularly the Snipes case. Now, I'm going to warn everybody ahead of time, if you call in about the Snipes case, I'm not exactly 100% up to speed on that, but it's definitely important. The slant that they're taking on that defense is interesting. It's the devil made me do it, and I think that sounds more appropriate on a guilty plea. But nevertheless, we'll see how it turns out. I hope that these guys do some good. I'm all for it. But get with us today, 1-800-313-9443, and we'll chew the fat, kick the can around, see what comes on up. On the most recent run that I've had was to South Carolina to try to help a fellow out there. One of the things that worries me is this I'm going to call it an epidemic lately, of the reemergence of this straw man myth. And that's scary, folks. But we'll be back in just a minute after this break and talk about that. You're on the Live Free Zone.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Welcome back. We're up running on a cold, dismal day. I hope the weather's better where you are. But if it is, you'd probably be outside because I guarantee you this is the kind of weather that'll drive you into the computer to listen to a radio broadcast. But I understand that recently Sherry Jackson completely did a 180. And is run off into left field. And I'm really beginning to get concerned that this is beginning to look like an epidemic. I understand the psychology behind it. Fortunately, one of my undergraduate degrees is in psychology. But I still, when you bow up and you get into a scrap with a beast like this, and you come out after a round clawed up. I mean, there shouldn't be a surprise there. I mean, look at how clawed up I am. My practice was destroyed. I was rendered a persona non grata in just about every circle that I've ever was in. Been treated like, I was some sort of leper up until, of course, the verdict came down. And even then, there are a lot of folks that didn't hear about the verdict because that wasn't big news. The indictment was big news. It made all radio, television, stations, news and whatnot, all the newspapers. But the acquittal got one little article back on page 4. Excuse me. So a lot of folks are still thinking that, I'm not, the pillar of the community that they had always believed me to be, because they have this last impression of the indictment that I'm a tax evader. So, you know, that's it's understood. You get into a fight, you're going to take on some bruises. I remember one fight. I don't remember whether it was, you know, who it was exactly. He was fighting, but I remember Muhammad Ali came out after a boxing match with a broken jaw. Still won the fight. But, you know, you're going to take your licks when you get into a fight. And whenever it starts getting tough and these people tuck their tail up their butt and start running, it makes me wonder, you know, why in the world did they get in this fight in the first place? And it's one of the reasons why I keep, and I sound like I'm preaching even to the point where they keep going on and on about it, that if you're not geared up for this type of combat, please don't start in on it. Don't even get in the cave if you're not armed and able to defend yourself and not willing to take the wounds and the bruises that come with any fight, and not willing to take and make the sacrifice that it takes to fight that fight and to take the consequences of losing it. Now, I had to make the decision early on as to that, and I'll grant you, I had a better understanding than most as to what's involved in this. But even though I thought I had a thorough understanding, it's not until you get into it that you realize just how biased, just how slanted this playing field is. And when that happens, it's frustrating, but you've got to be willing to stick with it. Well, now Sherry has announced that she's fired her attorneys, Jeff Dickstein and Larry V-Craft. Larry was the lead. And Larry and Jeff had put together a very strong motion for a new trial on her behalf, showing that she had not received a fair trial and why. And they had also geared up for and were prepared to prosecute a very strong appeal, because they had a number of grounds for reversal that occurred, errors that occurred in the course of that trial that they were ready to raise. And now, excuse me, Sherry has decided to fire these attorneys and to just more or less just go into a denial shell. She's filed some sort of UCC-type deal saying that here's my commercial affidavit and I'm just disavowing you so you don't exist anymore. And I'm not going to set foot on federal soil again, yada, yada. And I don't know who gave her that stuff, but all I can do is say, if anybody gives you anything like that, don't eat that, Elmer. You know, stay away from it. That stuff has put more people in prison than alcohol has. These things, you know, are absolutely ridiculous. They're ludicrous. And what somebody has to do in order to get into that mode is just be in a total state of denial. And you can sit there and deny that the beast is there, but it is there. You can deny the beast has a right to be there, and I'll grant you that. But it is there nonetheless. And if you don't deal with it and you don't confront it, then you're just going to be ripped to shreds. And I'm afraid that that's what Sherry is in for. It really bothers me. It worries me. And I just see her as becoming another head on a lance, only now even more so, because of this most recent change-up in her position, this deciding that to, quote, just deny that any of this is there, just to deny that she's faced with these problems. Now, if you have any of this straw man business being promoted to you, understand something. No one, not one person, has ever gone into a criminal courtroom and beaten the case with a state commercial instrument law. Not one. And as a matter of fact, in each of these cases, if they've had any impact at all, it has been to enhance their sentence, put them in prison for longer. And all it does is make things worse. There is no way and I don't know how anybody could buy this stuff, but then, of course, I'm looking at this from a lawyer's standpoint, and I know better. I know that state laws don't wipe out Constitution, the U.S. Constitution. I know that state laws don't preempt and take the place of federal statutes. It seems awful simple from when you state it like that, but for some reason or other, there are a lot of people out there that are promoting this, and they're apparently very good at it. And frankly, I think the source of it is the IRS. I think that the source of these weird notions that somebody, you know, can just ignore the law until they're in prison is originating from the IRS, because they are the biggest beneficiary of this UCC and this straw man business. They are the if anybody comes out ahead, matter of fact, they're the only ones that come out ahead, other than the guy who is selling that snake oil. Now, I try to be tactful. I try to be diplomatic, because I realize I'm dealing with people's beliefs. And I realize that whenever they're wrong about something, telling them they're wrong is not usually the best route to go in trying to get them to listen to you. But, I mean, when you get into a deal like this where you're talking about Kool-Aid, I mean, you're talking about really South American, Jonesville's, you know, flavored Kool-Aid. And all I can do is just try to slap it out of your hand if I have to try to save you. But please, please do not go down that path. That's even more. I've got to be even more emphatic about that than I am about don't go into the cave unless you are armed and able to fight that fight. Stay out of the cave. Stay out here and fight in the light of day. Make the beast come out where the light of day evaporates his myths and his lies. Fight him in a truth fight. Don't fight him in a power fight, because he has lots of power. But fight him in a truth fight. We've got a caller on. Let's go on ahead to the call. Manny, let's go with Paul in Michigan. How you doing, Paul?
Good.
Hello,
Tom,
Paul.
You? Good, you?
I'm doing good, sir, and you?
Good.
And what have you got on?
Got
your mind?
Got a question for you, Tom.
All right.
I got a friend who filed once when he was about 14 years old, and he never filed since. He's 28 now. And he worked for a statutory employer for the last couple years, 4 years. So now he's starting to get letters as to what he owes in taxes. My question is, how can he really respond to that now? Because he has no desire to file, and he has no desire to pay, of course. So how? What's the best method of really approaching it now that he's not working in that job anymore? But he worked there, 3 or 4 years, so. How can he best defend himself?
Well, did they withhold taxes his wages or salary?
Yes, they did.
All right, and they're saying that he owes additional taxes or just owes some returns?
He owes additional taxes. He never filed, of course, and he has children, so they'd end up owing him money. You know, if he really filed.
Well, here's the problem with his position is that they already have his money. They already have apparently more money than they're entitled to under their version of the law, which is a lie, but it's still even there. And what I try to tell folks, and I believe I hear a brake being pushed in here. It's way back in the distance there, Manny, but Paul, if you'll hold on over through the break, I want to pick up and finish this point, because your friend may be in jeopardy.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
We're talking to Paul in Michigan. Is this your friend, your son? What are we talking about here, Paul?
Just a friend that goes to church.
Okay. Now, as I understand it, this young man is 28 years old. He has children. The government is holding his money that he doesn't owe them. And he is wanting to stand on principle and not file a return. Because he's not required to, leaving his money with the government. One of the problems that, of course, we face is just that dilemma, is that whenever they withhold on you, they have your money already. Now, in his particular instance, I'm gonna do a little weighing and balancing for him. He's got children. These children are dependent upon him. There is a beast at the door, and if the beast eats him, that his children are going to do without him for a while. Not only that, but when he comes out, he's going to have the millstone of a prison record around his neck, and he's going to have to go out there and compete in the working world to try to provide for those children, assuming that they survive his absence. Assuming that mama doesn't run off and marry somebody else while he's locked away. Assuming that these obligations that he has and have neglected are still waiting for him, he's going to be crippled in the process. And what will he have accomplished? The fact is, it doesn't sound like, and I'm making that assumption because it doesn't sound like he has the weapons and the finances to fight a full-scale criminal trial type battle with the United States government, with the most powerful and most dangerous organization in the world. And if he's not equipped to fight, then he needs to avoid that fight and find another safer way to contribute to the cause. My advice to him would be to go back and file these back returns, reclaim whatever portion of the money is that is coming back to him, and they're going to penalize him for the late filings. But just as I tell anybody else, it's better, if you're not able to fight the legal battle, it's better to pay the tribute to the beast and to look at it as a stay free to fight them outside for another year tax. They have the power. They don't have a right, but they have the might, and they've reminded us of that repeatedly. You remember when, did you see the deal with Mark Everson being asked what law made people liable? Have you seen that clip?
Yeah, I have.
And you saw the woman elbow him out of the way and say, "We'll show you the law through enforcement." Well, I'll translate that for you. We may not have the right to take a tax from you, but we have the might to take it, and we will take it if you don't give it. So I'm looking at what would your friend accomplish by standing his ground, and I appreciate, you know, anybody who is strong enough to say, "I'm standing up because it's the right thing to do." But sometimes you have to do the smart thing, and sometimes you've got obligations not just to your country, but you've got obligations to other people. And just as if I had been hit up by the IRS before my wife died, I would have had to have folded my tents and said, "Okay, I'll file some returns." I would have had to give in because I had to put my obligation to take care of her ahead of my obligation to my country. People first, things second. And he's got children. And when you told me that, that kind of clinched it for me. He's got people that are dependent on him that can't just walk out and say, "Well, I'll go work somewhere else, or I'll go find another way to make a living." These are children. They're dependent. And people have to come first, stuff second. So that's my advice. I know he may not like that, and I can understand it, you know, because any man of principle is a rare find these days. But, you know, principles go the other way, too. And the obligations that we make when we have a child, the obligations that we make when we swear to take care of our life mate, you know, for the rest of our lives, those obligations are serious obligations, too. And sometimes you can't keep both. Sometimes you have to pick and choose. Just like sometimes whenever times are hard, you have to pick and choose which bills to pay and which ones have to wait. And I know you've never run into that, Paul, but I have.
Oh, yes, I ran into that a lot of them.
Everybody does. Well, this is just another instance of that. We've got an obligation to the law. We've got an obligation to our country. But we also have an obligation to people in our lives. And the people have to come first, in my view. And so when you see your friend, urge him to not get... You know, urge him to get out of that cave before the beast catches up with him and ruins his family, ruins his life. He's not in a position to defend himself. He's going into combat with no shield, no sword, no helmet. You know, he needs to be practical about it and say, "All right, I can fight somewhere else." He can go to Truth Attack, sign up. And he could do more damage to the IRS as a truth trooper without risking a hair on his head, without risking a penny in his pocket, without risking the benefit and welfare of his children. He can do that and do just as much, if not more, good than he can in a courtroom. All right, well, we're going to the break at the bottom of an hour. Thanks, Paul. Great call. Good question. And gave me an opportunity to maybe help clarify knowing when to fight and when to run, because you have to be, there's a time for both. And we'll be back here right after the break and take a few more of these calls.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
This is Tom Cryer, and you are in the Live Free Zone. And if you've got something that you want to kick in, something you want to talk about, want to kick about, give us a call, 1-800-313-9443. Let's jump right back to the phones and go to Jeff in Indiana. How are you, Jeff?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
Okay, bud. Talk to you later. Sir, I got a question for you.
Make it an easy one, though. It's been a long day.
I don't get much of an opportunity to listen to your particular program. It's a kind of a strange time for me on Saturday afternoon here in Indiana. But my question is, are you aware of a gentleman on your same network, another fine host like yourself, named Sam Kennedy?
I've never met Mr. Kennedy. No, I can't say I have. I am familiar with him.
Okay.
I've seen some of the material that he's put out, yes.
And I think you'll find, brother, most of the doctrine that you refer to as kind of wacky or whatever is coming out of his camp.
I refer to it as a tinfoil hat brigade.
Okay.
You want to know where tinfoil hat comes from?
Yeah, I'm not familiar with the term, sir.
Well, it's gotten to where it's had, it's pretty much widespread recognized around the tax honesty community, but probably not very many people know where it comes from, and it's a neat story. When I was years ago, and I was, you know, I've been in solo practice all these years, but years ago, a little old lady came into my office, no appointment, just shows up. And I was there, and of course, I agreed to see her and set her down. Well, what she wanted me to do was she wanted me to press the police to arrest her next door neighbors. And, well, why do you want me to arrest them? And she said, well, because they're drug runners. And she said that she knew that they were drug runners because at least once a week they would pull up into their driveway with their car and they would take a lot of grocery bags into the house with them. And I thought, okay. I said, well, why have you talked to the police about this? And she said, yes, she had, but they don't return her calls anymore. Said that they came out and she explained to them, said, but now it's worse because the neighbors know that she's on to them because the police went over next door and talked to them and told them that she had reported their drug running activities, which of course consisted of carrying grocery bags into the house once a week. And I said, well, I doubt that they would do anything, you know. And she says, oh, they're already doing something. Said they're trying to kill her using a death ray gun. And I said, well, just exactly how did they come across this death ray gun? And she said, well, they brought it with them, you know, because they're aliens from outer space. And they brought their death ray gun along with them, and they're trying to kill her with it. But to protect against the death rays, she wore an aluminum foil hat that she had crafted, and she had lined that whole side of the house, walls and windows, with aluminum foil in order to deflect these death rays. Well, I told her that I did not handle alien drug runner cases, but that I knew another lawyer who did, and there was an attorney here in town that I owed a good one to, and I referred her to him, and I hadn't heard back from her since. But that's where the tinfoil brigade comes from.
That is very
much of this stuff about the UCC and all of this other business about there being a silver bullet. That especially one that comes from some weird theory about, and I don't know what Mr. Kennedy's position is, but I think he has something to do with the UCC business. But if that's what it is, then that I call those guys Tinfoil Hat Brigade. There's no basis, there's no substance whatsoever to these positions. And again, I really don't know what his position is, so I'm not talking about him in particular, but I am talking in general terms that when somebody comes up to you and says, well, I have a surefire way to shut the IRS up, and I have a surefire way to beat them, run. Because there is no surefire way to beat the IRS. The only surefire way for any of us to beat the IRS is for all of us to beat it. There's no single silver bullet that will allow any individual to just make himself immune. That's the tinfoil hat to make people immune from the IRS death rays. And they also are real good at selling magic rubber knives along with their tinfoil hats of invincibility. This rubber knife may not look like much to you or me, but boy, it sure scares the IRS. And if you just show them this knife, they'll run. And so here the poor guy goes crawling off into the cave wearing his tinfoil hat that makes him invincible.
Yeah.
And, carrying his, magic rubber knife. And of course the fellows that sell this stuff are outside the cave counting their money and chuckling while they're listening to the screams that are coming out of the cave.
I tell you the reason for my call.
Yeah.
I was listening in on your doctrine, as I also listen in on Mr. Kennedy's doctrine. And I thought, wouldn't it be a great, great forum for the RBN network to get together and put you and Mr. Kennedy together in a very, very friendly, loving debate. And let's say what the Bible says, come let us reason together. That's what the book says. And you know what?
Yes.
There very well may be some merit and probably a huge market for that.
That any opportunity to shine the light of reason on some of these things, because they're hurting people. I mean, Jeff, people are going to prison because they've been sold this some of this stuff. And again, I'm not talking about Sam Kennedy individually. I don't really know what he has to say. But yeah. I understand it's UCC related, and if that's the case, people who are selling this UCC business or this business about the yellow fringe on the flag, or that the United States is a corporation that went bankrupt in 1933, or that lawyers are all swearing a secret oath to the Queen of England, and that they are the British Admiral Accreditation Registry or something like that. These people that are selling these things, and the reason, of course, that they're having to make lawyers out to be bad guys is to keep people from going and finding out that what they're selling is snake oil. But I've found my experience has been that when you confront these folks with some of the stuff, that, you know, makes it very clear that it's just impossible for a state financial instrument law to just totally wipe out the United States Constitution. I mean, when you stop and think about it, it becomes obvious. But they become very, very defensive. And it's, I found it almost impossible to have a good, loving, as you call it, open-minded discussion of these issues with folks that are into this. And it makes me, I can't tell you how sad I am when I run across it.
Usually what happens in those cases is it's our egotistical male tendencies that get in our way, and we can't put that ego aside for a minute, you know, betwixt us men. If we could just put our ego away for a minute, then maybe we could come to some reasoning, you know what I mean? I understand your position.
I know.
And, I
think that the idea is a great idea. And I'll tell you what, though, I wish I had possessed some of those qualities, because if I had not, going into these issues, and I just was not willing to go look at the books, not willing to go look at the cases, not willing to look at what the law really is, back in 1994, I wouldn't be in this mess.
Yes,
you know, if I had just closed my mind back then, instead of being open-minded and willing to see what the truth was, I wish maybe I had a little bit more of that male ego territorial, you know, disposition than I do, because it was that open mind that got me in this trouble in the first place, because I had to accept the truth.
Yes, Mark. I wander back and forth on a continual basis between the different kinds of law that the courts practice today. And I recently had a go around with a judge here in a little Greenwood court over a traffic issue, and I used a Supreme Court case during that hearing, and the judge, under his breath, but audible enough to hear it on the record, made the comment, "Sounds like an argument to me." Isn't that interesting?
Well, you know, that's not an inappropriate comment. In other words, he was saying that it sounds like an argument, meaning, hey, you might have a tenable argument. You know, whenever.
Yes, and then when he sentenced me in the end and found guilty, he said he was making the findings under public policy. Isn't that a strange?
Well, you're talking about a strange thing there, but I've seen stranger off of a bench than that. Particularly, a matter of fact, I think one of my favorites that came out of a city court was that we tried a case involving a DWI where the guy had been helping a buddy of his lay down a terrazzo floor, and he wasn't drinking. He just got himself loop-legged because of the fumes from that stuff, and he attempted to drive home, and he was weaving. And the cop stopped him, and of course, we had a question about this, and we tried the case. And the judge telling the guy, talking to the guy afterwards, he says, you know, he says, well, buddy, he says, after hearing all this evidence, it's as far as I know, you could be innocent. Now, when a trier of a criminal case says, as far as I know, you could be innocent, that means not guilty. That means as far as you haven't been proven guilty beyond any reasonable doubt. So he says, but I'm going to find you guilty anyway. But since you could be innocent, I'm going to suspend the fine. Now, you know, so yeah, we get, you know, we're human. We are human as a Dickens. And judges are just as human. Just because they wear dresses don't mean they don't put their pants on one leg at a time, just like you and I do.
Yes, I understand. It's a good point. They're still people.
But look, it's a great call, and it's a great idea to try to air these things out. The only problem is just as you point out, is the emotional factor outweighs the reasoning. You know, the law is just what the law is. It is what it is. It's not. There's this weird notion, and this is almost, I guess, exclusive to the tax honesty community, but this weird notion that somebody can somehow invent law by taking, you know, one cup of state and another cup of British common law and another cup of diluted Supreme Court case extracts out of context, and by combining them in this laboratory can make up and invent new law that didn't theretofore exist. That's not the case. Law only comes from the legislature and the courts. That's it. And we can't go out and kind of just dream up and invent our own law by combining a recipe of different statutes or different codes or different cases and saying, okay, well, by mixing these up this way, I get this result. And kablooey, it's alive. It's alive. And it's not alive. It's just different pieces of law torn out of different magazines. It's kind of like saying I can make a whole new article by tearing different phrases and words out of different magazines and putting them together and pasting them on a piece of paper. It's the saddest part, though, is that there are people going to prison because of that. I think that's why I think that the originator of a lot of these notions, like the UCC and the straw man and all of these other weird, you know, concoctions, has got to be the IRS, because they are the only ones that benefit from those. I've enjoyed visiting with you, Jeff.
Yes, sir. You too, and I thank you for your time, sir.
And you have a good one. And we need to move on and talk to David in Texas.
Tom, how you doing? I wanted to thank you for all you do in the tax honesty community. I had a quick point and then a couple of specific tax questions I wanted to ask you, if I could, about the income tax. I wanted to ask you, you're in Louisiana, right, in Shreveport?
Right.
Did you get a chance to participate by chance for Ron Paul in the recent caucuses there?
I missed that. As a matter of fact, I didn't even find out about it until the day after. And we have been in pretty close contact with the Ron Paul group. As a matter of fact, I've met with his brother Wayne a couple of times, and we sent and Gary Thomason, who is president of Truth Attack, and was over in Dallas for the birthday or the big meetup in Dallas right after his birthday. And met with his people. We were trying to get them to pick up this issue of the misapplied income tax. And matter of fact, we've got a picture of him and Gary and Ron was signing, autographing a copy of the Notorious Notebook CD. And, but, you know, we need about 535 guys like Ron Paul.
And one in the White House.
It wouldn't hurt. It certainly wouldn't hurt.
My understanding was he may have actually won the Louisiana caucuses, and at least by its down the rules, come in first place in delegates. And one, it wasn't really reported, and two, now I kind of hear this kind of back channel talk that, well, maybe it was second place, but it seems unconfirmed. It's kind of nebulous as to whether or not he was first or second. And I'm wondering if there's possibly vote fraud going on, trying to deny him a possible first place finish, and I hope that doesn't succeed if that's the case.
I hope it doesn't, too. And part of the problem is that this weird process that they're engaging now in the Republican Party here in Louisiana is it's a combination of caucuses and a primary. The primary will be held on February the 9th. And but these caucuses are selecting delegates to be delegates. And then finally, it'll come up on the primary. So it's a process. But... David, can you stay over?
Yes, I was going to ask if I can hold a break. I do have a couple specific questions on tax that I would like to hold.
We'll be right back after this break.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
And up and running here on the Live Free Zone. This is Tom Cryer. We're talking right now with David in Texas, and you can join us here on the Live Free Zone at 1-800-313-9443. Okay, David, I understand you had another question or two.
Yes, I do. I have a quick question about these tax rebates proposed in the so-called stimulus package, and I had a more broad question about the income tax, about how to combat the income tax. The question on the tax rebates that are being proposed for the so-called stimulus package, do you have to file an amended return to receive that this year, or are they just going to send that in the mail on all filers who've already
filed? They haven't finished that yet, and so I don't really know. They're supposed to be voting on that this coming week, I believe, that they're going to try to accelerate it through. But that hasn't happened yet. And, of course, the form that it's going to take and the requirements for it certainly aren't in stone just yet. So I don't really have an understanding one way or the other on it. I guess my answer is I don't know.
Okay. I have another question then about the income tax. Have you seen and certainly heard of the film by the late, now unfortunately, late Aaron Russo, Freedom to Fascism, and
yeah,
its line on approaching alternatives to combating the income tax? As I recall, having seen the film myself a while back, there was a case in the Supreme Court ruled in 1919, as I recall, but I don't remember the exact name of the case. You might know it yourself if you're versed on it, that the Supreme Court ruled that the income tax of the 16th Amendment applied only to the net profit after expenses of businesses which engage in interstate commerce, but individuals do not owe income tax on their personal take-home incomes, according to that film's interpretation of that ruling. Do you know about that?
Well, I've seen the film. I don't remember that particular interpretation in it. But the question that I saw that was raised in the 1920, somewhere in there, was a case called Eisner versus McComber. Another one was Town v. Eisner. Prior to that, you had another one called, Stanton v. Baltic Mining. It came out shortly after the famous Bruce Shaver case did. And so right along in there were a number of cases, but Eisner versus McComber held that income is not the gross receipts, what comes in. Matter of fact, Doyle v. Mitchell Brothers was another one that said that it was never intended to consider what came in as being income. What comes in is gross receipts. And at first, in order to determine if you have any income, you have to determine if you have gain. So that in order to do that, you have to restore your capital. In other words, you have to restore what you gave up in order to generate that coming in of money, that receipt. Now, when you work for a living, you give up your human capital. You're giving up. That's what you're exchanging for the money. Well, first you have to restore that. Is how much of the money that you got in your paycheck will it take to fill up that day or that week that it took to get it? Can you get the week back? How much money would that week cost? Well, look, I want to. This is too good a question.
Can
to
I
end
hold on
right
a while
here.
For that?
But we've got to go into the top of the hour break. We'll be back here in just a few minutes. And we'll pick up where we left off right here.